Hey, you are tuned in to CJM 99.1 FM. Of course, you may also be listening to us on any one of the radio stations that syndicates the program being Revolution Rock. Adam and Dave with you for at least another hour. At least, it's definitely an hour. But we're going to be bringing you some more great music coming up. Expect to hear some music from Jesus Lizard, Japan Droids, The Smile, Cole Moon, Crisis Party, OCs. But what we're going to do now is reel back to the past and talk about what we heard. And that was a really doomy-sounding song that we heard. In fact, I think it was called Doomin?
That's right, by Bloodshot Bill.
Doomin.
From his latest surf instro album, Diary of the Doom, which is out on High Tide Recordings. We heard a pair of tracks before that from The Henchmen, based out of Detroit. We heard something from 2017's XXV, which I believe is 25.
25, if you're Roman.
We heard, yeah, and we heard the song Flash Flood from that release. Then we heard a track called Automatic from 1998's Henceforth, and that's a track that features Jack White on backing vocals, I believe, and also bass.
Which is very appropriate, because before that we actually heard something from Jack White's latest solo record, the surprise release of No Name. We heard That's How I'm Feeling, a great song that actually features an accompanying music video as of now, so you can check that out. A fantastic record and a surprise release, to say the least. Also, he had a surprise showing that he did at the Labor Day Festival.
Played a couple tracks with the Henchmen.
And Meg White showed up to stand behind the drummer.
No, she did not. But that did happen in Iraq.
That happened at Rock on Tours. You were talking
many years ago. Yeah.
I would love you to tell that story because I thought it was very interesting.
I think we just did.
Well, okay. Well, you're a great storyteller. No, anyway.
Anyways. Okay. So I think it was when they put out their first album, the one that has Steady As She Goes, the Rock on Tours, and Meg White came out. It was at the Fillmore, and she sat next to the drummer, and just kind of smiled and didn't really say anything. And after a few minutes, she left.
Yes, so that was probably the closest we'll get to a White Stripes reunion ever, except for when they go to court against Donald Trump. That will be interesting.
Yes, that is a reunion. And then before that, we heard music from Pack Rat, a newer Canadian group. We heard a track maybe a couple weeks back. This is actually a full-length record, Life's a Trap. We heard a track called I Know You Know.
And it's interesting because on the Bandcamp page for this group, which you can check out, it only gives a limited listing of tracks, so I guess it's just a preview. There's more songs for a full-length release. I'll definitely be exploring this a bit more to hear all the tracks I've missed out on it, but a great new group full of energy. Another group full of energy is someone we heard before them who also have a new release out on Celluloid Lunch Records. That would be The Submissives, a group out of Montreal.
Yeah, we heard the song Obsessive from the new release Live at Value Studios. And then we started off with new music from the Achmonics. They have a new album out called After Party Fever, their first release since 2008. And we heard the first track on that album called Ain't Coming In.
So in the next set, we're going to hear a lot of brand new music. In fact, it's all new. Some tracks are actually from forthcoming releases that don't have official studio albums released yet, but will be coming. Kim Deal, best known for her work in The Breeders and Pixies, actually has her debut solo record, which is in the works. There's a lot of works here on this particular album that have been produced and feature Steve Albini. So this is a kind of a posthumous collaboration for him that will be released. That's going to be out on November 22nd. It's going to be titled Nobody Loves You More, and we're going to hear a track from that. Also, a surprise release being announced by The Smile, who already had a full-length album out this January, and they're going to have a second album out this year in October called Cutouts. They released a couple songs from that, so we're going to play one of those. And as announced a few weeks ago, Japan Droids are calling it quits. But before they do, they've decided to release one final record titled Fate and Alcohol. There is already a second track released previewing ahead of this official release in October. So we're going to hear that. And then two brand new releases, A Deaf Portrait of Peace by the Toronto group Sham Family. We're going to hear a track from that. And probably the most exciting for fans who haven't heard anything from this group in a while, and I know I'm one of them, brand new Jesus Lizard, a group with an album that's been in long gestation for years now, titled Rack. This is, I think, their first record in over 15 years, I want to say.
It's been some time.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to play an amazing song. They definitely have not lost their edge in any capacity. We're going to start the set off with the track Alexis Feels Sick here on Revolution Rock.
We'll be right back.
Music there from Kim Deal, new music, who has a forthcoming album. We heard the track Coast, and that was actually produced by the one and only Steve Albini, of course, prior to his untimely passing earlier this year.
And I don't know if Steve Albini produces every song on the record, but I do know he contributes a bit to the recording. But the full length is going to be called Nobody Loves You More, and that is the debut solo record from Kim Deal, best known, of course, for her work with Breeders and Pixies. But yeah, this debut solo record is coming out on November 22nd.
Before that, we heard music from The Smile, brand new music from a forthcoming album, their second this year, called Cutouts. And we heard the song...
We heard the song Zero Sum. That is coming out on October 4th. Kind of an interesting one, a very jittery, almost jazzy take of rock and Tetris theme music, I think would be a good way to describe it. But like incredible incendiary guitar there from the one and only Johnny Greenwood, who you did reveal would be actually filling in for Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds as a bass player on their upcoming tour.
I believe so. We should probably fact check that. But
So you just had me just spew libel on air. Okay.
Well, no, I believe that I read that, but...
I believe a lot of things.
Yeah?
Well, while Dave fact-checks, as he should have before that, I will mention the track we heard prior to that was D&T by the band Japandroids. They have a final album that's going to be released on October 18th. They've officially announced that they're disbanding after quite a few years together. We heard that track from their forthcoming final release, Fate and Alcohol. That is going to be released on October 18th.
Okay, so I made a mistake. I got the Greenwood wrong. It's actually Colin Greenwood who will be playing bass with him.
So everyone who just bought their tickets in that exact second because I said it, my apologies. Dave can give you a refund. You know what? You can put in your request for a refund on our website, revrock.blogspot.com. Please don't give us too many flames.
And please don't do that. Prior to that, what did we hear? We heard music from Sham Family from their latest release, A Deaf Portrait of Peace.
Yeah, this is the debut record. I do know Sham Family had some other releases, but I believe they were EPs. This full-length release is now in stores by the Toronto group. We heard the track Peroxide Boys from that, and we started things off with Alexis Feels Sick, a great track from the latest release from the Jesus Lizard, their first album in a number of years. This one's self-produced, and they also work with some other engineers, but the sound is incredible on here. It really does sound like their recordings back from the early 90s, like they haven't missed a beat whatsoever. The new album is entitled Rack, and you can find that in stores now.
All right, so coming up next, we're going to hear more newer music, starting off with a newer single from a local band called The Pain in October. And they're very influenced by 60s psychedelia. And you'll hear it on this single we're going to play called Butterfly Eyes. And we're also going to hear some music from a band out of Nanaimo, BC called Cole Moon. They had an album called Quota earlier this year. And it's also got some psych vibes. So we're going to play a track from that.
We're going to hear Pee-wees. They're a band from Italy now. Would you say they have psych vibes?
I'd say more garage vibes.
They have garage
vibes? Soul
so
vibes.
They're not psyching out in the garage. They're just waxing some cars. Okay.
Sure. And then we're also going to hear some music from a band based out of Ottawa called Crisis Party. And the reason I'm playing this is they're actually going to be doing a show on September 20th here in Windsor at the Meteor with two other bands that are very different sounding. But it's going to be a really interesting night of music. And we're going to hear a track from their 2022 release, Welcome to the Party.
So, but just before we get to that, we should play a quick station ID just to remind you what station this show originally comes out on. Spoilers, it's CGM FM. Here is Revolution Rock.
Thank you. switchblade, somewhere before I die. I wanna get laid by a mermaid.